The Jacksonville City Council passed a bill reforming the Police and Fire Pension Fund Tuesday night. As WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride reports, the decision comes after many years of negotiations.
By your action, you have approved 2015-304 as amended.
City Council President Clay Yarborough announced the vote of 14-4 in favor of the plan. The Police and Fire Pension Fund has racked up more than $1 billion in unfunded debt, and the new deal lays out a framework for how to pay it down. But the council's vote wasn't without dissent. Four council members stand firmly against the bill. Councilwoman Lori Boyer voted no.
I do think that we, at best, are treading on dangerous ground.
She says a judge may rule that the wrong parties negotiated this bill after a watchdog group challenged it in court.
Frankly, I think that there's a very strong likelihood that the benefit portion of the bill will be invalidated.
But the majority of council members are in favor of Councilman Bill Gulliford's pension plan. Gulliford says over the last 4 years, the city has paid $213 million more than they would have if there had been a payment plan in place.
This is like a group of doctors huddling around a patient to decide the extent of the surgery while the patient is lying there bleeding to death.
Later this month, the Police and Fire Pension Board will vote on the plan. And if it passes, City Council will be tasked with finding a funding source to pay down the debt. One of those inheriting the challenge is Councilmember-elect and former Jacksonville Mayor Tommy Hazzori.
The bigger step ahead is for the new council and the mayor-elect to address the funding of the pension. And hopefully we can get caught up.
Gulliford says a sales tax may be the best option. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.